Shalom, everybody. In the second aliyah of Parashat Ha'azinu, we have six psukim, and in this aliyah, Moshe's song, his shira of nevuah, continues. Moshe urges Bnei Yisrael, binu shnot dor vador, he urges them to meditate and to internalize their history and world history. Moshe reminds Bnei Yisrael that there is no generation gap in the Torah. She'al avicha v'yagedcha zekeinecha v'yomru lach, we look up to those who are wiser than us. Moshe also in this aliyah reminds Bnei Yisrael how Hashem treated us like an eagle treats its offspring. He treated us like that in the desert, and it was God and God alone who defended us and protected us in that desert. And again, as just mentioned, when Moshe describes Hashem's treatment of Bnei Yisrael in the desert, he compares Hashem to an eagle. Perek Lamed Bet Pasuk Yud Aleph Kinesher Yair Kino Al Gozalav Yirachef Yifros Knafav Yikachehu Yisaehu Alev Rato, says Moshe, like an eagle arousing its nest, hovering over its young, he spreads his wings and took them, carrying them on his wings. And many of the Mefarshim deal with the question, what is the comparison? What specifically is the lesson and the message of comparing Hashem to an eagle? And many, many Mefarshim give beautiful answers. I'd like to share one beautiful answer from Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. He died in 1888. And he says the following. Look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kineshir Yair Kino, like an eagle arousing its nest. The eagle doesn't take its young and put them on its back while they're sleeping in a passive condition, but first, Kinesher Yair Kino, the eagle stirs the nest, and only then Al Gozalav Yirachef, he hovers over its young, and then Yifros Kenafav Yikachehu, the eagle spreads its wings above the nest and waits for the young to fly up to rest on the mother's outspread wings above them. The young must fly up out of the nest themselves. They must set themselves on the wings of their mother, and they have to do so in a free and conscious, in a brave way. They have to trust themselves, says Rav Hirsch, to the upward flight to the heights. And only after the young make the decision to fly on to the mother do we hear Yikachehu Yisaehu Alevrato. Then he takes them on their wings. And this, as Rav Hirsch describes, Hashem's relationship with us, with Bnei Yisrael, all the time, and specifically in the desert. First, Hashem awakened us, and he got us used to having the courage to trust ourselves with free will decision and with full consciousness, to trust ourselves, to jump onto Hashem's wings, so to speak. This, says Rav Hirsch, and I quote, this conscious free will trust was the preliminary condition for the whole of the future guidance, and was to make them, to make Bnei Yisrael, fit and suitable and worthy of that guidance from Hashem. Just like, says Rav Hirsch, just like the young eagle requires courage to leave the comforts of the nest, the secure nest, the safe nest, in order to jump into the heights where his parent hovers, that is exactly what Bnei Yisrael needed and still need. The whole experience in the Midbar was there to awaken, to train, and to educate Bnei Yisrael to trust Hashem. It was not easy, and it's still not easy. And now again, I'm going to quote Rav Hirsch, it does require courage. While everywhere men and nations only feel themselves secure in the comfortable life built up on human power and art, it takes courage to sacrifice all the life of purely material human greatness and imagined security and bring it in, and bring into it all that is spiritual and moral of the life men are meant to live. And again, continues Rav Hirsch, it does require courage to deny this worshiping of nature and men, and to reach the lofty heights of mind and morals which man can and should soar up to. It takes courage to turn from the geniuses of the world and, alone with one's God, give oneself over to the Almighty wings of the one unique God. What a beautiful message, and this message is relevant all year round, and it's especially relevant before Rosh Hashanah and before Yom Kippur. Much of tshuva is predicated on our accepting Hashem and trusting Hashem, in really and truly trusting in Hashem. Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim. Much of tshuva is predicated on taking that leap away from what the world is telling us, away from what Hollywood is telling us, and jumping onto Hashem's wings, so to speak, and soaring into the heights where only Hashem can take us. May you and I and all of Klal Yisrael only be Zocha. Have a great day, everyone.